Well, last week it was all about renewables and battery storage, the Prime Minister unveiling an ambitious plan to expand the Snowy Mountains hydro scheme as a long-term fix for Australia's looming energy shortage. But as the federal government looks to increase the power generation and storage of the Snowy scheme, in Tasmania there's a renewed push to reduce the output of another big hydro scheme for the sake of tourism. In 1972, the original Lake Pedder and its renowned pink quartzite beach in southwest Tasmania was flooded, all part of a new hydroelectric scheme, triggering one of the nation's first major environmental struggles. Now, a group says it's time to restore the lake and its beach to its former glory, coming up with a plan to drain the lake that it says will minimise the impact on the state's hydropower generation. Peter Fagan is business consultant and the co-convener of the Lake Pedder Restoration Group. He joins me in the breakfast studio. Peter, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
What is your proposal?
Right. Well, Fran, what we would like to do is to make a partial modification of the what's known as the Middle Gordon Power Scheme, which is the power scheme that affects Lake the Gordon River and the Serpentine River and Lake Pedder and the Huon River. So the partial modification would allow the original Lake Pedder to be restored in all its glory, but further downstream from Lake Pedder on the Serpentine River, we would propose retaining the existing dam and still diverting the water from the Serpentine River, which originated in Lake Pedder, continuing to divert that water into Lake Gordon for the generation of power.
And that's important, isn't it? Because the Gordon power station is crucial to Tasmania. It's, I think, the largest storage of water in Australia, and Lake Pedder provides about 40% of that water the power station uses.
That's correct. The current enlarged Lake Pedder, which flooded the original Lake Pedder, does provide 40% of the power to the Gordon Power Scheme. Mm. The Gordon Power Scheme is a big scheme. It's very important to, it has a very big storage, and it's important to get Tasmania through summer droughts. And it's very important to the management of the system. But our modification, what we're proposing, would only reduce the input of water from the enlarged Lake Pedder catchment by 17%. So most of the water that is currently captured by the enlarged Lake Pedder would still go into Lake Gordon and still generate power.
How do you do that? How do you restore the lake and the beach, so basically shrink the current Lake Pedder
yes.
back to its original size or something close, without impact on the hydropower generation?
Okay, well, it all depends. You have to understand all the different levels of the lakes. We reduce the level of the storage below the old Lake Pedder, and then currently the water goes at a higher level through a canal into Lake Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
We take the water level down a lot below the original Lake Pedder, and in future we would drive a small tunnel about 2 or 3 kilometres long through the mountains and take the water across that way.
So I love the way you just throw that in there, a small tunnel about 2 or 3 that would probably be quite expensive to build that. An engineering feat and expensive, isn't it?
It's a significant piece of engineering, but in the scale of things, if you think of the scale of tunnelling works being done in Australia in the major cities, if you think of the scale of what the Prime Minister is proposing for Snowy Hydro, this is a relatively small project. It will cost money. We have a very senior Australian engineer who consults with us on this. He's very passionate about the idea. And, you know, not being flippant about it, but he says to him, this is very doable, not hugely expensive, and technically interesting, but not technically challenging.
To what end? Okay, because you're proposing building the tunnels, which has a price tag and
yep.
a challenge, reducing the amount of hydroelectricity. To what end? Presumably, if you're going to get any government to agree to this, you've got to have a flip side.
Okay, well, Fran, there is a real recognition in Tasmania now. I think it's generally accepted in the community that tourism is Tasmania's future. There used to be a time when people thought industrialisation powered by hydro energy was Tasmania's future. Then there was a sort of transition period for many years where people saw tourism grow and the old hydro industrialised sector shrink, become a sort of low wage sector, no new factories built and so on. Now I think there's a general acceptance that tourism is the future, and the hydro industrialised sector will continue to shrink.
So what do we get if we shrink Lake Pedder? Tell us about that, because most of us have never been there, never seen it.
Sure. So we have a situation where tourism in Tasmania is growing at 7% per annum. Our existing national park assets are extremely popular with visitors, and they're actually getting sort of over-visited. The Lake Pedder was originally a national park. It was made a national park in 1955 because of its uniqueness. It's a unique geological feature.
Tell us about it. What's it look like?
It was in a basin surrounded by mountains. It was a shallow lake, and it had a beautiful quartz sand beach, which was pink, slightly pink in colour. In summer, when the lake receded down to a lower level, the beach was about 800 metres wide. It was over 2 kilometres long. It was sheltered by mountains. It was an absolutely beautiful and magnificent and fascinating place. It was admired very much. It was a great haven for people who'd been out walking in more remote parts to come back to this lovely sheltered basin.
Peter, have you been dreaming about this since 1972? Were you protesting back then?
Look, I wasn't an active protester back then. I did visit Lake Pedder once, just one afternoon. I was only a young man then. I was only 18. My family weren't bushwalkers, so I hadn't been there otherwise.
Your father wasn't a fan of preserving the lake, was he?
No, well, my father was a member of the Tasmanian cabinet, the Tasmanian government, and he was totally committed to hydro-industrialisation, and he believed that if that's the scheme that the Hydroelectric Commission, as it then was, wanted to build, that was the scheme that should be built.
What do you think your dad would think now?
I actually, being the person he was, I really don't think he would have changed his mind, because I just don't think he had an appreciation of those values. He did love natural beauty, but he thought that providing electricity to provide factory work for people was far more important. But on the other hand, Fran, in today's climate where we do now understand that tourism is Tasmania's future, perhaps he would think again and he would think differently.
Peter Fagan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran. Thanks.
Peter Fagan, co-convener of the Lake Pedder Restoration Group, and on the issues of energy here on Breakfast. We'll be broadcasting from Morwell in the Latrobe Valley on Friday as we approach the closure of one of Australia's dirtiest coal-fired generators, the Hazelwood Power Station. Good for the climate, but bad for the electricity system, perhaps, as its closure will remove 5% of the national grid's output in one fell swoop. How will we manage that? Well, management is what it's all about. So we'll be there in Morwell. Love you to come along. If you live in the area, we'll be there from 6 to 9, broadcasting from the pop-up park there. And, would love for you to join us. And if you're interested in this Lake Pedder restoration, have a look at some. We'll put a link to some of the images on our website. Absolutely beautiful. It's 8:45 on Breakfast.